The old economy. It's like a factory has shut down in the kids' bedroom. All the jobs moved away. The headboards and footboards standing like looms, gathering dust. And the little men on the soccer trophies, shiny and hollow, running in place, recalling some former glory. But for the life of me, I can't remember what we made here, day in and day out. Something from duct tape? Indian slippers and a banjo? The painted portrait of Bob Marley with his dreads and eyes squinched against the swirling smoke still presides like a benign foreman from above the radiator. And a scrap of paper taped to the bookcase reads, "It's your birthday. Let's eat pie." I miss the hum of the workers, their idle talk. Once, in the early days, I overheard the younger one ask, "What are those things?" She was staring into a shaft of afternoon light, mesmerized by the dust motes floating in it. "That's the tunnel of lint," the older one said. Then, as if to save her the time, "You can't catch them. I've tried."